Can you use a Ginsu to cut through traffic? You can now. Rhode Island's named a stretch of road in Warwick, Ginsu Way, to honor local businessmen Ed Valenti and Barry Becker. 1978, they discovered a nice set of knives made by Scott Fetzer in Ohio. Knives so tough, they can slice through a tomato, a garden hose, even a nail. But who'd buy a knife called Fetzer? So they renamed it Ginsu, hoping to evoke samurai swords and the dashing knife work in Japanese steakhouses. But wait, there's more! Their ads showing the small knife cutting through logs and tin cans became a staple of late-night TV, inspiring parodies, sales, and a whole new school of marketing that encouraged people watching television alone late at night to call now, operators are standing by, supplies are limited, which didn't prevent Ed Valenti and Barry Becker from selling about 3 million Ginsu knives. But wait, there's more! The Miracle Slicer, Durasteel mixing bowls, and VacuFresh storage containers.